Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the home of the best local news. This is Jesse Steele for October 6th. Do you know today's National Noodle Day? National Noodle Day. That's awesome. What else we got here? National Coaches Day. Let's not forget about the role coaches play in shaping a young person's life. National German-American Day. Okay, what? National Mad Hatter Day. So apparently we're all supposed to dress up like the Mad Hatter. So I'm wondering if that's been going on since Lewis Carroll wrote the book, or is it just since Johnny Depp played the character? That'd be kind of interesting to look into that. Not enough for me to actually do it. National Plus Size Appreciation Day. And I'll tell you, there's one thing Eastern Sierra Now does. It's appreciate plus sizes. I'm chubby. That's what I'm saying. National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. Okay. National Walk and Bike to School Day and World Cerebral Palsy Day. Let's get on to some local news, shall we? Did you guys hear about the Super Hornet that crashed in Death Valley? The FA-18F Super Hornet crashed in Death Valley National Park at approximately 3 p.m. October 4th. The pilot was treated for minor injuries at Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and released later that night. The aircraft was assigned to Air Test and Evaluation Squadron, VX-9, based at Naval Air Weapons Station, NAS, in China Lake. Search and rescue units for NAS China Lake, Fort Irwin Army Base, and Marine Aviation Weapons and Tactics Squadron, 1 from Marine Corps Air Station Yuma, responded to the scene and rescued the pilot. No civilians were harmed as a result of this incident. The aircraft crashed in a remote area in southern Death Valley National Park. The National Park Service and Navy will work together to coordinate cleanup of this wilderness area. This incident is currently under investigation, and the U.S. Navy is cooperating fully with local authorities. Sometimes you just feel the need for speed. Glad everybody's okay in that situation. Here is a very pleasant new article that is coming out from the Mammoth Lakes Police Department. Twice a month, they're calling it the MLPD Bear Beat. So bear activity in Mammoth Lakes for September 15th through the 30th was, on 917 Main Street, a bear pushed open an unlocked door and got stuck in an apartment after the door locked behind him. The bear caused damage to furniture and the window while trying to get out. The bear was let out through the front door by officers and then hazed with less lethal rounds. Please, lock your doors and your windows. And do not keep picnic baskets in your house. There are a bunch. I'm going to pick just the ones that I think are exceptionally funny. The next day, I wonder if it's the same bear, a bear got stuck in a car after opening an unlocked door. Lots of damage was caused to the vehicle as the bear tried to get out until the bear was freed again by officers. Make sure your scented items are removed from your car. This includes toiletries. Our bears know how to open unlocked car doors. Oh, I think that's pretty much the end of the world there in the bear apocalypse. Once they can start opening doors, we're done. Several calls came in throughout the day concerning bears stuck in trees. It turned out the neighborhood kids had spent the day taunting the bears and keeping them treed. It sounds like little bullies to me. The kids were educated and the bears were escorted off the street by officers. These poor bears, that just makes me feel bad. Two bears were in a hotel parking lot with one stuck in a car. The bear in the car was freed by officers and then all three were dispersed with pepper balls. Make sure all scented items are removed from your car. Does that include the pepper balls? Oh, this is great. You guys need to read these for yourself. They're hilarious. Go to EasternSierraNow.com and check out the MLPD Bear Beat. I feel like we need a picture of a bear with aviators on. Okay, so did you know it's going to get cold in the next couple of days? Yeah, they're calling for temperatures in the 20s, especially in Mono County. So Caltrans is going to close some mountain highways ahead of incoming snowstorm. The National Weather Service is forecasting snowfall in the higher elevations at Sierra Nevada this week, and as a precaution, Caltrans District 9 is closing three of its mountain roads on Thursday, October 7th, before the storm is scheduled to arrive. Sonora Pass, State Route 108, will be first to close at noon. Monitor Pass, State Route 89, will close at 2 p.m. State Route 120 West will close at 5 p.m. Anyone looking to travel over the Sierra Nevada this week should plan accordingly. Caltrans will evaluate the roads for reopening on Saturday, October 9th. With the season's first snowfall upon us, now is the right time to make sure your vehicle is ready for wet and snowy driving conditions. Drivers should check their windshield wipers to see if they're in good shape and have snow chains at the ready when traveling at higher elevations this time of year, as well as a snow duster to remove any snow that accumulates on the vehicle. For the latest information on road closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.dot.ca.gov or call the road conditions hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. So one of the biggest events of this year absolutely is going to be the opening of the Eastern Sierra Regional Airport. And guess what? That's this December 19th. There's going to be an airport in Bishop that you can fly in and out of December 19th. For those of us that lived here forever, that seems pretty cool. Today, Mammoth Lakes Tourism and Mammoth Mountain announced new United Seasonal Service into the Eastern Sierra Regional Airport in Bishop, California. Beginning December 19th, 2021, these new flights bring daily service to BIH with United from Denver, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, making winter air travel to California's most popular mountain resort more accessible. Having Eastern Sierra Regional Airport in Bishop obtain commercial status will change the way the world accesses one of the most beautiful parts of California, said Mammoth Lakes Tourism Executive Director John Erdy. The Eastern Sierra has always been a bucket list destination for people around the country and the world, and now it will be more accessible for those visitors coming from longer distances and spending more time enjoying all that the region has to offer. The move to Bishop also opens the doors for expanded flight routes and access to Mammoth Lakes in the future. As customers begin to plan their winter and ski vacations, United is proud to offer the most departures to ski destinations across the country, said Ankit Gupta, Vice President of Domestic Network Planning at United. Our service to Bishop, California will help travelers from Denver, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and far beyond enjoy the beautiful ski season in Mammoth this winter. Shuttle and rental car services from Bishop to Mammoth Lakes will be available to visitors on each flight. Drive time from Bishop to Mammoth Lakes is about 45 minutes, and with free and regular bus service through Mammoth Lakes, it is easy to get around town without a car. We are very excited about the upcoming service into the Bishop Airport, said Jeff Griffiths, board chair of the Inyo County Board of Supervisors. We believe it will be a valuable service for the residents of Inyo and Mono counties, as well as the visitors to our region. It has been a long road, but we value the partnerships that have developed in the last few years between the county, town of Mammoth Lakes, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, Federal Aviation Administration, and Caltrans Division of Aeronautics that have made this a reality. Flights are bookable now at www.united.com. Additionally, public charter flights via Advanced Airlines will be available from November 24th through April 4th, 2022. Advanced Air will fly 30-passenger Dornier 328 jets from Southern California destinations Burbank, Carlsbad, and Hawthorne direct into the Mammoth Yosemite Airport. Travelers can enjoy the convenience of a private air travel experience at commercial airline cost with benefits such as private terminals and skipping TSA. And we all would appreciate that. So a little disturbing news out of Death Valley this afternoon. It was reported to the Bishop Police Department a juvenile was receiving inappropriate messages via a social media account. The messages from the sender solicited sexual acts from the juvenile in exchange for money. In addition, the sender repeatedly asked the juvenile to leave their home and meet to pursue the sexual relationship. Officers of the Bishop Police Department initiated an in-depth investigation of the incident. Multiple search warrants were written and served on social media accounts and internet phone carriers to obtain the necessary information to identify the perpetrator. As a result of the investigation, officers identified the location where the messages originated and the subscriber to the social media accounts. On October 5th, 2021, Bishop Police Department, with the assistance of the Inyo County Sheriff's Department, served a search warrant at the location where the messages originated from. During the search, additional evidence was located and officers arrested Dominic Fimbries, age 19, of Death Valley, California. Mr. Fimbries was booked at the Inyo County Jail in Independence on multiple charges related to this investigation. So in a story written today by our very own media extraordinaire Ella Boehm, we find out that there are rising COVID cases and it is affecting Northern Inyo Hospital. On Wednesday, October 6th, Northern Inyo Hospital released a request over social media for public assistance. Rising rates of COVID-19 in Inyo County are beginning to affect hospital staff and resources, and Northern Iowa Hospital is making the public aware of longer wait times due to an increase in patients and service requests. As a result, Northern Iowa Hospital asked the public to refrain from calling 911 unless it is an emergency, and also not to go to the emergency department for non-emergency conditions. Currently, there has been an increase of 26 cases since October 1st, putting Inyo County at 115 active cases of COVID-19. There have been no deaths reported since October 1st. Out of the active cases, 47 of these are children ages 0 to 17, 45 are ages 18 to 49, 12 are ages 50 through 64, and 10 are ages 65 plus. As of October 6th, Inyo County actually has the highest case rate per 100,000 people in California. That's a big deal. The 14-day trend puts us at 13 cases per day, or 74 per 100,000, according to the New York Times' latest map and case count. The most recent data reported by Northern Inyo Hospital and Mammoth Hospital states that the ICU occupancy is at 0%, with 2 available beds for both hospitals. However, the recent uptick in cases means this could change. It's worth noting that a small number of ICU beds is not only a threat to those critically ill from COVID-19, but also a threat to those who could need an ICU bed for other reasons. Inyo County's most recent vaccine data states that 72.8% of Inyo County has had at least one dose, while 64.1% of the county is fully vaccinated. On Saturday, October 16th, and Saturday, November 20th, Inyo County Public Health is offering a mass vax clinic for booster doses. You are eligible for the COVID-19 Pfizer booster shot if you received your second dose at least 6 months prior to your booster. You are 65 plus, you are 18 plus with underlying medical conditions, and 18 plus who work or live in settings that pose a high risk for COVID-19 infection. To make an appointment for a booster dose, go to EasternSierraNow.com. Click on this story, and the link is available to you there. As for current masking guidelines, masks are recommended in Inyo County due to high transmission rates, but not currently required in most facilities. Northern Inyo Hospital reminds you to call 911 in an emergency, but in a non-emergency situation, please call Inyo County Sheriff's Department at 760-878-0383, option 4. If you are suffering from non-emergency conditions, please do not go to the emergency department. And if you are unsure if your symptoms constitute an emergency, please contact your primary care physician. Northern Inyo Healthcare provided a list of emergency symptoms on their Instagram as follows: difficulty breathing, persistent pain, pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to awaken, bluish lips or face, or choking, acute or severe abdominal pain, severe bleeding, chest pain, or any other serious injury. For more information on the topics listed in the article, see EasternSierraNow.com for multiple links on the subject. And thank you for that, Ella. Had a pretty sweet battle in sports this weekend. The Bishop Broncos fought it out in Kern Valley on the tennis court. BUHS traveled to Kern Valley on Tuesday. The final score was Bishop 5, Kern Valley 4. It was definitely a battle, said Coach Cummings. The Broncos had 5 tiebreakers in 4 different matches and were able to win all 5 of those. The last match on the court with a score tied at 4-4 was the doubles team of Olivia Ellis and Darby Swanson. They won their first set in a tiebreak, 7-1, lost their second set, 4-6, which forced another tiebreak, which they won 10-1. This gave Bishop their 5th point of the match for the win on the day. Bishop's JC Carpenter won her singles match also in a hard-fought tiebreak. Her scores, 6-4, 2-6, also winning her tiebreak 10-7. Hamina Cervantes lost 2-6 and 3-6. Emma Thornburg lost 4-6 and 4-6. Dominique Osland had a very long match but battled it out 7-5 and 3-6, then 10-6 for the tiebreak win. Olivia Ellis also won her singles 4-6 and 6-4 and her tiebreak 11-9. Darby Swanson won in straight sets 6-3, 6-3. The other doubles teams for the day, JC Carpenter and Jimena Cervantes, lost 1-6 and 4-6, as did the team of Leslie Mina and Ava Arceo, 1-6, 1-6. Laurel McElroy and Karina Jackson also played doubles, but lost 2-6, 2-6. The Broncos will play Desert at home tomorrow at 1 p.m., October 7th. Have you guys seen those virtual tours when you're looking at real estate, for instance, and it lets you like walk in the door and then you click your mouse to the left and it moves and you can see what's left and up and down and you can walk through the house virtually? That is pretty awesome. Well, you know who does that? Apex 360 Media. So if you're looking to sell your house, you want to showcase something that you've done, like an amazing room that you want to either post or show somewhere on social media, give them a call. Apex360media.com is the website. From there, you can get your virtual tours. You can check out all of that. They do drone footage. So real estate, of course, is something that you would want to use these guys for. Commercials, basically any video production needs for your business or selling something like your home. So give apex360media.com a shout out today. That does it for Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for October 6th, and we'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. I guess we'll hear me tomorrow. I don't know. I'm confused. See you later. Ah, there I did it again.